From Bradley University, this is Outside the Horseshoe. I'm Tanya Coombs. Early voting started yesterday for the April 9th municipal elections. The five Peoria City Council district seats are on the ballot. The current council members in the 1st and 4th district are not running for re-election. A majority of the council candidates have been participating in forums and meet the candidate events. Over the weekend, the League of Women Voters hosted a forum. The NAACP and Peoria Christian Leadership Council sponsored a forum last night at St. Paul Baptist Church. 1st district candidate and sitting at-large councilman Gary Sandberg did not attend either event. 2nd District incumbent Barbara Van Auken and 5th District candidate Casey Johnson also did not attend either forum. Their challengers, 1st District candidate Denise Moore, 2nd District candidate and former councilman Chuck Graeb, and 5th District incumbent Dan Irving did participate in the NAACP forum. Both candidates in the 3rd District participated, incumbent Tim Riggenbach and challenger Chad Grimm. And both candidates for the 4th District also attended. That race has retired City Code Enforcement Director John Kunsky running against former Councilman Jim Montelongo. You can find the audio from the entire NAACP forum on our website, PeoriaPublicRadio.org. But this is our last Outside the Horseshoe before Election Day, and we wanted to share a snapshot of Peoria voters' choices for the Peoria City Council district seats. Attorney and former president of the Peoria NAACP chapter, Don Jackson, moderated the forum.
First of all, how important to you is character, values, and morals in the vote for a council person? First part of the question. The second part, what difference will it make to residents and business residents if you are elected? So we'll start with Mrs. Moore.
The first part of your question is to morals and character. I believe morals and character weigh very highly, primarily because my mother used to say, would you want someone reading about you in a paper if that happened? No. And so not only for the community, but just for myself. And so for myself and trying to teach a five-year-old grandson, I would want to make sure that he has the best grandmother and reputation of his grandmother and grandfather that he can have out there. And also for my daughter. My daughter is 35 years old, and as a single mom, she looks to me, who used to be a single mom, as to how she should prepare herself going in the future. The second part of your question, if you've heard any of my background, you know that I've spent since 1974 in the business arena. I've started businesses, I've started organizations, I've started radio stations, so I am very well versed. I've been in management at the leading insurance carrier, and so a lot of business is to the heart of who I am and what I do. But not only that, what I've said to some businesses in town that I've visited with is there's a symbiotic relationship between the businesses and the residents. The businesses need the residents to work for them, and the residents need the businesses to be there for us to work and have jobs and make money. And so we need to support each other. We can't go along thinking that the businesses run the show, because they don't, and neither do the residents. We work together. It would make a difference if I'm in the office, because I'm someone who have experienced both sides of this issue. Being in a business, having run a business, and working in my community now to try to help people as far as economic development in our community. I'll end it by saying this. We've talked a little bit about economic development and safety. And for my district, I believe that economic development and getting people jobs is what's going to make our community safer. You can't look a person in the face and say that to them what they should stop doing when you haven't given them anything to start doing. If we can get more people employed through economic development avenues, then I think it's going to help a lot with the safety issue in our community.
Thank you. Mr. Graeb.
Well, of course, that is very important, and one's word should be one's bond. And during my 12 years as a Peoria City Councilman, people knew where I stood. I didn't, sometimes I didn't suffer fools gladly, Don. You kind of know the personality trait a little bit, and I cut to the chase. But people know that when I tell them I'm going to do something, I don't turn around and do something else. I don't do a 180 on it. I think that's character, and I think that what the public is looking for is someone who will tell you what they really believe, and then once they get into that position, actually do it. In other words, an action plan. Now, the best way to help our citizens and our commercial corridors, our businesses, is by focusing on public safety and infrastructure, having safe neighborhoods. If you take care of the citizens in those neighborhoods, people will feel free and feel safe to go into the businesses all along the Main Street corridor, the McClure corridor, the Sheridan Road corridor, the University corridor, all the way out to Dunkin' Donuts and beyond. But if you have neighborhoods that have problems, safety problems, security problems, people aren't going to want to go into those neighborhoods and frequent the businesses. So we sink or swim together. The people in the neighborhoods and the people running the businesses they're both in the same boat, and we have to be sure that boat is making its way through the water and it's not going to capsize.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Don. Wow, those are some pretty heavy words, character, value, and morals. Having three teenage daughters in the house, I can tell you those are three things that I'm trying to pound into their heads on a daily basis. We read a book called Raise the Bar, and it talks about just expecting a little bit more out of yourself every day and how important that is. If I can take just a quick sidebar, and I only have 90 seconds. Yesterday at church, our sermon was talking about grace and how we show grace to other people, whether it's the people driving down the street or the cashier, or today I had to call the phone company. And on the way taking the girls to youth group last night, I laid the horn on somebody. And believe it or not, those 16-year-olds really do listen to the pastor sometimes, and they made sure I knew that I wasn't showing as much grace as I should. So I say all that just to say that character, value, and morals is a very important part. And I think you guys all know that. And when you go to the polls on April 9th, you're going to make that decision as to how significant that is in each of our races. Talking about what I can do for business, I think I've got a pretty good track record of working with the business owners. Mary Foster, the owner of Hickory Stick, had some real challenges in getting her shop open over there on Atlantic. And we worked with her very diligently to make sure she got the right zoning, that the parking was appropriate. El Nopal is a new Mexican restaurant over on Prospect that also I had a hand in with helping them getting up and running. And then on the other side of the equation, you have the OSFs of the world who are part of the 3rd District as well. And I am equally excited about the Jump Trading Center again that's opening here at the end of the month, because not only is that part of the OSF under their umbrella, which is nonprofit, but a portion of that facility will be paying real estate taxes. So that's a real win for all of us. So.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Grimm.
Character, value, and morals. I would look more toward honesty being something that I look toward in any elected official. Someone that you know is going to do what is going to mean what they say and say what they mean, you know. As far as morals go, that's different toward everybody, and I personally don't really mind or have an opinion on what people do outside of their office. And, you know, an elected official has a job to do. As long as they're performing their job correctly, they're doing it to the standard of the electorate, then, you know, I don't see morals being an issue as to how I would vote. Honesty, yes. As far as residents and business residents, I would say, you know, I would like to restore pride into the urban areas. Our urban areas are getting forgotten. There's a lot, especially in the East Bluff, is what I'm talking about. I talked to a couple of constituents who lived over in the Knolls who had a lot of ideas to what to do with their neighborhood. And there's also the whole Springdale Cemetery issue, which is six square miles of our district, and I believe it borders the first as well, that we need to get in and try to find a fix, because Springdale doesn't do well. It's going to bring down the property values of the entire area around Springdale, and so that's one of the things that I would look to do as well.
All right, thank you, sir. John?
Thank you. Character, moral, and values, I think... you know, you got to add integrity in there. Once you have integrity, it shows that you've got all those things, the character, moral, and values. And you've got to earn the trust of the citizens. And you do that by treating everyone equally and fairly. I think that I've tried to do that while I was with code enforcement and building inspections with the neighborhood groups and associations. And I believe also working with the developers and the contractors throughout the years, that level of trust and the relationships that I've built on will help me as a council person as I'm dealing with not only the neighborhood issues but the commercial development. I know the complete processes and procedures, and hopefully I can help expedite and kind of help through the process to shorten the length of some of the things that it takes, as far as the processes and procedures. If someone doesn't know it and they're not aware of what it takes and all the steps, sometimes that shortcut of and the knowledge and understanding will be beneficial. And hopefully I can bring that to the table.
All right. Thank you. Jim?
Well, I have three young boys at home. And let me tell you, the pressure is on. I mean, they're watching and mimicking your behavior just as well. And I've noticed that since they were very young. From the leadership side, I mean, you have to, it's always been my way with them, to make sure that you're setting a good example to them. You're doing all the right things, and not just to be a show, but you got to hold yourself accountable as well. That's been a very big important piece around home. And I want my kids to really not know a fake person, but know a real person. And that's what I strive to be, a good, solid leader at my home. In my workplace, in fact, when we have a new person start in the company, I meet and talk to each and every one of them. The one thing I definitely tell them and let them know is we do things by the book. I don't want you trying to either save our company money by doing something that maybe we shouldn't be, or trying to make us money by doing something that we shouldn't be. Do it by the book. We compete for business. We want to beat our competitors in a moral, ethical way. We don't want to do it underhanded. So it's something that I believe I have a good handle on here. And as well as at my time during working on the city council, I think most people want somebody who's going to do what they said that we're going to do. I always wanted to, as well, I don't want to be a fake person. I want to be a real person. It's something I push myself as well. Who am I out in public? And I'm very aware of my actions and what I'm doing, not just to be somebody that I'm not, but to be somebody who I am. So those things I think about quite often. As far as my business background, I think this is something that is really needed. Not only do I have the 20 years of business background, but as well as the training, I have an MBA. And this is something that I believe is important, because I understand the business side of it. I understand about the jobs and how we can grow it. But I also have the side where I worked with the public in a city council position. So I understand it, and I've been to people's homes and understand the challenges that they have. So I believe from my experience I can help people get the jobs that they need and help our business grow the jobs that we need as well.
Okay, thank you. Dan?
Thank you. Well, I want to first answer your second part before I answer the first part.
All
what
right.
difference am I going to make to the residents or the businesses if I'm reelected? Well, they're going to see the same level of service. They're going to see a person that works hard, that takes their calls and emails, gets back to them in a timely manner, and performs. I've protected neighborhoods. We've established numerous neighborhood watch programs in my district for safety of the residents. And I think that performance and constituent service is extremely important. In regards to your first part about character, value, and morals, They are the utmost important thing that a public servant can have. Now, it's no secret that I went through a divorce within the last year and a half. I think this question was tailor-made for me. If you've ever been through a divorce, or you know someone who has, things are said that aren't true, and things are done to people that either aren't true or aren't nice. And if you want to judge me on my character and my values and my morals, I live in my house that I've lived in for the last 13 years. I have three children that live with me. What more of a statement or a judgment of a man's character than when his children are living with him? I feel I've been a good father. I feel I've been a transparent person as far as a council person. I can't take issues with people that want to make things public and say things that aren't true. But I believe that I can stand the test of character, values, and morals.
All right. Thank you. This next question.
That's an excerpt from the NAACP and Peoria Christian Leadership Council's candidate forum at St. Paul Baptist Church. The entire Peoria City Council District candidate forum can be heard on our website, peoriapublicradio.org. There you can also find the township supervisor candidate's portion of the forum. That race has longtime supervisor Joe Whalen running against businessman and first district councilman Clyde Gully. I'm Tanya Kuntz. This is Outside the Horseshoe on 89.9 WCBU Peoria Public Radio.